And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo. And who do we have?
We have Sally Obermeter, who might have trouble connecting with us right now. That's okay.
Stay with us, Sal.
That's all right. She'll be with us in just a moment. This morning, our very first health topic is something that I think is a very common conversation in many households. We're talking celiac disease. Now, I see a lot of people are on gluten-free diets these days, Gerald, but there is a difference between choosing to be gluten-free and celiac disease, which is a very real condition.
Totally different, and it will be important as we talk to our guest soon on clarifying that difference. But how often do you go out with perhaps friends you haven't seen for a long time, and then that phrase comes up, I'm gluten-free or I'm gluten intolerant or whatever, and there is a lot of confusion about those two phrases.
Well, Sal, are you with us there, darling? Yes.
Happy Sunday.
Hi there.
Welcome, Sal. Wasn't the time to go and get a coffee.
Well, but I'm interested in your perspective on this because I feel like when you see so many people who are choosing to be gluten-free without having been diagnosed with celiac disease, does that then mean that there's a little bit of, I don't know, people don't take celiac seriously?
Definitely, I think that happens because I think there's a difference between being celiac and just choosing to, for example, leave wheat out of your diet or you know, maybe it doesn't agree with you, but being celiac is actually a condition. It's actually that actually triggers a whole very different response as opposed to like, listen, I'm just opting out of it, you know?
Yeah. Well, it can be life-threatening, Sal. If you're celiac and you actually are exposed, as we'll find out soon, you're exposed to wheat, it can seriously affect your health.
And one in 60 people have celiac disease in our community, with the majority of them not even knowing. So, you know, you think that people are walking around feeling very unwell and not knowing why.
Mm. Yeah, and that's terrible.
Yes. So first up, we are going to be speaking with Associate Professor Jason Tydin, who is the Head of Celiac Research at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute and a gastroenterologist at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Jason will tell us about the difference between celiac disease and gluten intolerance, how to live with celiac disease and the lives we need to lead as a result. And Sal, you're going to bring a few little food tips as well.
Definitely. I've got some for you.
Great. Also, Rural Prostate Cancer is a new charity that has been formed by both the E.J. Witten Foundation and the Australian Prostate Cancer Centre with the purpose of informing and educating us on what has become the most commonly diagnosed cancer in our men. I know that, Gerald, you have a lot of conversations with men who are dealing with this.
A lot. And as time goes by, men are living longer and it's becoming a topic of conversation within male circles. That's a good sign.
It is.
But we've got a long way to go.
Well, Mark Harris, and the CEO of Rural Prostate Cancer, is going to be joining us. Gerald, you're here with A to Z of Vitamins as always, and we're looking at turmeric and how it can support our joint pains.
Well, I think it's about time we talked about turmeric because it's so, so good. It's good in culinary ways. It's good in Sal's pies. It's just good all round. But the important thing is it does offer an alternative to keeping inflammation, particularly around joints, under control.
Yes. And I'm sure I'm not alone that I am increasingly making a bit of a noise when I stand up and a noise when I sit down these days.
Yeah. The old click, click, yeah. Hey?
Is that a joint issue or a digestive issue? What are we?
Sometimes I don't know where it comes from, Gerald, to be honest. As always, we would love to hear from you. Do give us a call. 131 873 is our number. If you have any questions for your health, Gerald and Sal are both here to answer those questions. 131 873. Next up, celiac disease and what it means to go gluten-free.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Vital Range from $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131837 is our number. We would love you to give us a call if you have any questions, particularly perhaps if you're someone who struggles with gluten intolerance or celiac disease. Sel is going to bring some advice on foods that might help you in just a moment. But first, celiac disease is more widespread across our community than most of us realise, with 80% of people who have it not even knowing that they have it. Joining us on the line is Associate Professor Jason Tydeen, the Head of Celiac Research at Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, where they are conducting research into this. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks very much, Jo.
Can you please explain what celiac disease is?
Yeah, sure. So celiac disease is an immune illness caused by gluten in the diet. And gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, barley and oats. And when people with celiac disease consume gluten, it triggers an abnormal immune response that leads to damage to their small bowel and also other areas around their body. And because it affects the small bowel, people can present with issues such as tummy upset or nutrient deficiencies such as iron deficiency. And the effects around the body can be quite broad, so there can be a whole range of other issues such as osteoporosis, other autoimmune diseases, liver disease, and even some forms of cancer. Mm.
Jason, what percentage of people do you think in Australia have celiac disease?
Yes, so we know from population studies about 1 in 70 Australians have celiac disease, and this is very closely mirrored around the world. So that's more than 350,000 Australians. But the striking finding is that probably 4 out of 5 people with celiac disease don't know they even have it.
Jason, there's often confusion between the symptoms of IBS and the symptoms of gluten intolerance, perhaps even down the pathway to celiac. How do we help that person who, or what advice can you give this morning to someone who obviously when they eat certain foods finds all sorts of digestive upsets, does a bit of Googling, says, oh yes, I've got IBS, and off they go on all sorts of things there with or without some professional advice. But at what stage should that person think, maybe I need further testing?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gerald. I mean, the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, such as bloating, tummy pain, diarrhea, or even constipation, they're so common in the community. And it's one of the tenets of looking after people with irritable bowels. We never diagnose it unless we exclude celiac disease. And so, you know, people with these symptoms should speak to their doctor and get testing for celiac disease. It's a simple blood test. And one of the important things is don't try out a gluten-free diet before you get tested, because what happens is if you try out a gluten-free diet, it makes the testing no longer accurate if a person does have celiac disease. And then we have to ask people to get back onto gluten, which can be very difficult and unpleasant for the person.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So then, Jason, how do you treat celiac disease? Because it's not curable. So then what's the treatment?
Right. So at the moment, it's a strict and lifelong gluten-free diet. And the good news is that, you know, it doesn't require medication. You can just, people need to take out gluten from their diet. And if that happens, the bowel can heal up and the symptoms can resolve. But the gluten-free diet is tricky. It's lifelong and it can be complex to follow. You know, eating out can be a challenging time. So it's not a perfect treatment.
Is there a difference between gluten intolerance and celiac disease? Because we do see so many people opting for a gluten-free diet without any kind of diagnosis.
Yes, absolutely. And I think Gerald touched on that the symptoms can be very similar. But we know that in celiac disease, gluten actually causes damage and inflammation in the body, which is what we worry about in terms of their health. Whereas in gluten intolerance or gluten sensitivity, the symptoms may occur, but there doesn't appear to be that damage happening. And in fact, the whole field of gluten sensitivity research now is telling us that, in fact, many people, if not most, who report gluten sensitivity probably aren't even sensitive to the gluten aspect. So while there may be wheat, rye or barley triggering their symptoms, we're now learning that there's a whole range of other things within those cereals that may be triggering symptoms such as FODMAPs.
Oh, right. So what sorts of ingredients would they be sensitive to?
Yeah, so one of the commonest things is the fermentable carbohydrates within wheat, which is called fructans. And we know now that these are lumped together in a term called FODMAPs, and these FODMAPs in the diet can often trigger off irritable bowel. So many of my patients who feel that they may be gluten sensitive, once we've excluded celiac disease, we often explore the possibility that their sensitivity is actually caused by FODMAPs in grains such as wheat. And they can often benefit from a low FODMAP diet. But I think it underscores the importance of seeing a doctor to really work through the issues of excluding celiac disease, looking for FODMAPs and looking for other issues, wheat allergy and other problems like that.
And the main message, Jason, you're giving us, pardon me, is not to exclude and not to just ignore these symptoms, because as you mentioned earlier, you've got nutrient deficiencies happening all the way through, which has a severe impact on the development of other chronic diseases. So don't ignore, ask questions, insist, maybe take notes, follow it up.
Yeah, it's such a great point. I mean, I think people often, you know, women often have iron deficiency and it's attributed to maybe not enough red meat in the diet or heavy periods. But celiac disease is a major cause of iron deficiency. And, you know, for example, that the tired mum with a young child is often blamed on just running around looking after that child. But, you know, chronic lethargy also can be celiac disease. So don't put up with symptoms. Think about it and get tested.
It's so often our message on this show. Don't put up with symptoms. Investigate. Mm. Thank you so much for your time today, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Good luck with all your work
too. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yeah. Have a great day. Let's get to a call. Janet in Kingston. Good morning.
Hi, Janet.
Good morning. How are you all?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
How can we help?
Thank you.
No, I was just listening in the beginning and I thought, now, my daughter suffered with the doctor's for years, said from a teenager, it's irritable bowel, it's irritable bowel, never tested. And this is going back 26 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I heard a doctor on the north side and I had to wait a couple of months before I could get her into him. And then he did all the skin tests and then said, you've got to have an endoscopy and, you know, And don't start a wheat-free diet until you've had your endoscopy and so forth.
Mm.
But, no, she didn't do that. But anyway, then, you know, he came back and he said, you know, like 99% chance you've got celiac disease.
Wow.
But I can't be 100% sure because you started your diet and your villi was lying flat.
Sure. And that's why, as Jason, and that's why, as Jason said, Janet, that restricting, if you suspect there's an issue, don't restrict the gluten. Go in along and have it. Insist that you get just a simple blood test for a start. And then they can do some backup testing, which clearly differentiates yes or no you have celiac. And that can make an enormous difference to your life.
Yes, absolutely. In a moment, we'll get to more calls, and Sal's going to bring a few food tips for people who are looking at a gluten-free diet. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Vital Range from $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We were just speaking with Associate Professor Jason Tydin about celiac disease and the research that they are conducting there at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute. And he asks you to email celiac, hopefully you know how to spell celiac. It's a tricky word to spell,
It is.
But celiac at wehi.edu.au if you're interested in being involved in that research. That's celiac at wehi.edu.au. So, a couple of tips, tips for people who are gluten-free?
Yeah, I think there's a few things that you can do. One is read labels. So when you're supermarket shopping and you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll get this, just have a quick read of the labels. There's a lot of gluten-free alternatives now. I think things have changed so much in the last 10 years. Even in the last 5 years, there's so many gluten-free alternatives, which is great. Also, remember, there's lots of foods that are naturally gluten-free. Vegetables, meat, fish, cheese, eggs, these are all gluten-free foods, and you can have those. And then when it comes to grains, obviously that's a big one. So gluten-free grains like quinoa, polenta, buckwheat, corn, they're all really good. And then lastly, try to experiment in the kitchen. Work out what you like, what you don't like, and see, you know, what tastes, you know, what's your alternative? If it's pasta that you love, what's your gluten-free pasta that you're going to have that you can create? So there's things that you can do.
I love that tip, that fruit and vegetables. Yes. All gluten-free.
We ignore that, don't we? Although I did see recently, and this is probably a bit of a slur on the food industry, so I'll expect an email, where, you know, eggs can say gluten-free. Well, for goodness sake.
Well, obviously.
You know, that's the old, on the airline, when you get your packet of peanuts, be careful. This could have nuts in it.
Yeah. let's get to a call. Hello, Samantha in Sydney.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi. I was just wondering, if you've got the celiac gene, should you be avoiding gluten in case it triggers celiac disease?
You have a discussion with your gastroenterologist or your specialist there, Samantha, because there are two, the Australian population, more than half the population of Australia has the main celiac risk genes, but it appears that, and we don't understand, why only some genetically susceptible people actually develop celiac disease. So there's a lot of work going on, that Jason's driving a lot of that. We're trying to get our head around it, but that's the important part about getting tested.
I wasn't aware that you could discover that you have a celiac gene.
Yes, you can have a genetic test.
That's amazing and great to be armed with that information.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your call there, Samantha. Do keep your calls coming, 131 873, with any questions that you have for your health. But, do you know, it is Speech Pathology Awareness Week, and we wanted to just raise this. Speech Pathology Awareness Week is super important. I think I have to tell you that my daughter would not be the person she is today without the speech pathologist that she was blessed to be able to work with when she was much younger.
Yep.
Because the power of speech is so critical to our children's development of who they are and their connection with the world, right?
Yes, and their confidence, right? And their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. And I have a grandson, Joe, as you know, second year at Bond Uni, who is severely hearing impaired, who speaks beautifully thanks to the speech pathologist.
Well, and we assume that our kids will just easily develop, you know, their understanding and their language, but that's not always the case, particularly if your kid is a stutterer, which is so common. It's a very common experience for children. Many of them do sort of develop naturally away from stuttering, but it's not always possible. So it's a great option to work with a speech pathologist. And I want to say there is no shame to it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Reach out for the very experienced, wonderful support that you can find with a speech pathologist. It can really be life-changing.
There's no shame in getting any help of any kind. I think that's something that we really need to be really clear about. Like, any help that you need, just get it.
That's right. Yeah. And there's Medicare rebates available as well. So if you want to pursue that line, get on to your GP and don't take no for an answer.
No. And my favourite thing with when it's much younger children, a speech pathologist, it's just play.
Yes.
They just do this beautiful therapy that's involved in playing. And my daughter loved it. She would go along and it was this magical room of just toys and all these wonderful things while she was learning how to, you know, really sort of articulate herself in much more effective ways.
And what change did you see in her, Joe?
Being able to hold herself and hold up, you know, kind of take up space and actually communicate with other people. It was really beautiful. And, you know, we still catch up with this beautiful woman, Julie, who's, you know, she's in our local area as well. So we see her and she's like, oh, how's Willow doing? It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. So, head along and see a speech pathologist if you need to.
Yes.
131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. And next up, we'll have an important open conversation about prostate cancer.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Vital Range from $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. My name's Jo Stanley. We've got Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter here, and we are here thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Well, now, prostate cancer is one of the leading causes of death in our men, yet so often it can go undetected. Joining us on the line is Mark Harrison, the CEO of the not-for-profit charity Rule Prostate Cancer, that raises much-needed awareness of this condition. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Joe. Great to be with you.
Well, tell us, Rural Prostate Cancer was launched late last year. How did it come about?
Yeah, we wanted to bring more light to the most common cancer now in Australian men, so we merged with the EJ Whitten Foundation so we can try to protect more Aussie legends, and that's our men in their fight against prostate cancer.
The EJ Whitten Foundation was originally established in honour of the late great AFL legend Ted Whitten Sr. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, sadly, many people will remember EJ going around the MCG on that lap of honour. Sadly, that was about 25 years ago when he lost his life to prostate cancer. And since then, the EJ Whitten Foundation, through the Legends Game and numerous awareness programs, has raised over $15 million for men's health through that period. It's an amazing story.
It really is.
Mark, one of the biggest issues we blokes have is just getting our head out of the sand and waking up that this disease, this whole issue about prostate health, about enlarged prostates, about getting up, going to the loo during the night a lot and losing all sorts of function. It is treatable, but it's first of all got to be diagnosed. How can we get this message out far better into this group that seem to be so unaware?
Yeah, so true, Gerald. I think younger men are getting better and more savvy with their health and talking about those conversations. But from the research we did, we still know that men today who are in their sort of 35 to 50-year-olds are very reticent to talk about their health. Mm. So a lot of our research really pointed to talking to their partners and talking to their kids. So the sons, the daughters, the nephews, the nieces, if they can have the conversations with their legends in their life, whether that's their dad, their uncle, their granddad, their best mate, encouraging them to get tested, we think that's the pathway to get more men tested and try to attack this disease.
Sure.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? Get the kids involved, absolutely. Prostate cancer is actually the most commonly diagnosed cancer in Australian men. 25,000 men, excuse me, estimated to be diagnosed last year. What are the symptoms if people aren't sure?
Yeah, often it's a silent disease, Sally, so many men won't have symptoms in the early stages, and that's why it's really important to have that early PSA test, which is a blood test. But some indications might be pain in the hips or the back. They may have trouble urinating through the night, but often they're a benign version of a different form of disease of the prostate. But they're an indicator where men should go to their GP and have a conversation about getting checked.
The puzzling part is that it's funny when you listen to blokes, there's a lot of information yet that's got to be covered, Mark, in educating people about sometimes the surgery that happens with prostates. And we hear all sorts of sad news that because we've had the surgery, these other things are cropping up. How do we reassure people that if it's diagnosed early, again, going back to my previous question, creating the awareness, getting the pathways open so it's not a sudden confrontation, we're working through it, getting the correction done, life goes on?
Yeah, that's right, Gerald. I think the treatments have advanced significantly from over the last 10 years in particular. So we now primarily do surgery through keyhole surgery. Mm-hmm. So men will often hear about sort of sexual dysfunction or erectile dysfunction issues and continence issues post-surgery. They are now quite minimal and men recover very quickly from those, depending on the severity of their disease. So I think information and empowering men and the people around them too, so that they're aware of what's going on, that's critical to that piece.
Do you observe that upon diagnosis that it really affects men mentally? What's that pathway like?
Yeah, we know men don't like talking about their health. So at our Australian Prostate Centre, where we treat many men, we have a very big psychology service. And a lot of that's just having a conversation with the men, right, trying to give them information to empower them, and then they can be in a position to strategise about how to live their life and in a very comfortable manner, you know, going forward.
Can you tell us a bit about Prostmate? What is this that you've got?
Yeah, so Prostmate was an online tool that we developed, which is a personalised tool for men and their carers, that they can go in there, find information, they can talk to our nursing support staff, also talk with our psychology team, but find a wealth of information that they can digest at their own level and at a speed that they feel comfortable with.
We've got Father's Day coming up, and this sounds like the perfect conversation to have over lunch. You've got a National Legends Day coming up, Mark. What's that involve?
Yeah, so with the help of Chemist Warehouse today, launching it in the Hassle Wellness Plus magazine, National Legends Day on Father's Day is a chance to celebrate the legend in your life, whether that, again, is your dad, your uncle, your grandfather, your best mate. And we've partnered up with the Australian Hoteliers Association and Quizmeisters, where people can play legendary trivia in their pub with their legend. And they can also make a donation or buy a bucket hat in those pubs throughout September.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all the work that you do, Mark. It is really wonderful.
Yeah, well done, Mark. Good luck.
That's great. Thanks very much.
And so that website is ruralprostatecancer.org.au if you want to be involved in National Legends Day. And why wouldn't you? What a fantastic opportunity to have a bit of fun and raise some very much needed funds there. And that's the website prostmate.org.au if you or someone in your life needs some support in and around prostate cancer. What a wonderful service that is. 131-873 is our number. Michael from Preston, good morning.
Hello, Michael.
Good morning. Sometimes I drift off and I'm a celiac. Is there long-term effects if you eat something you're not meant to eat?
Yes, Michael, there are short-term and long-term effects. And as Professor Jason before reiterated, if you are celiac, you have to avoid the protein that's in those wheat products. It's a very simple message with enormous ramifications if you ignore it. So that's what you do.
It's very hard, though, to, even though you know what you should and shouldn't eat, I mean, it's very hard to kind of discipline yourself when you're really craving foods, and maybe it's about finding an alternative self.
And I think it's also about being prepared, and that is frustrating, because I think when you have any particular kind of sort of condition, you need to be prepared. So it means, like, you can't just be caught out on the hop where you're like, oh, I don't have anything. So you need to have your pantry fully stocked. You need to make sure you've got things with you all the time. So I get it. It can be tiresome, but unfortunately, that's one of the best ways around it is to be prepped and ready.
Yeah, and perhaps to find some substitutes of foods that you know kind of satiate you in a way because unfortunately, the foods with gluten in it are things like breads and like things that are really yummy and feel great to eat.
But remember, but remember, as Jason said before, if you get these challenges and the damage continues to happen, the ramifications in the development long-term disease is really serious.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. But I think the substitutes, you know, you need
it's
to
important to find substitutes you like, I think. And I think, you know, test a lot, try a lot, buy a lot, work out what you like. And you'll find invariably the one that hits the spot for satisfaction, but also is safe for you.
Yeah. Mark from Ocean Grove, good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning. My name's Mark. I'm from Ocean Grove. I thought I'd just give you a quick call. I've actually been visiting the Australian Prostate Centre myself of recent times. Had a little bit of a check up there at the doctors, come in at 3.4 with the PSA, said, I think you need to get an inspection and run through the process. Did the inspection, all went well. Come back in 6 months, and the PSA was up to 4.2. That sent a little bit of concerns. Did another test about 6 weeks later, and it's gone down to 2.8. So why would it go from 4.2 to 2.8?
That's the question you need to ask your either the testing facility or perhaps your GP, Mark. PSA readings normally are fairly stable, can sometimes suddenly rise dramatically, and that is a red flag. But depending on your age, it's a matter of having the checks done. And this goes back to that regular maintenance, that you have the checks done, you keep an eye on any symptoms which may arise, and then that keeps everybody informed. So don't stress about that. But if you want to understand the rationale behind it, it might have something to do with the second test you had, just have a chat to your doctor.
Yes, it's so important to pursue that and to continue investigating. We'll get to more of your calls next, plus the age-old use of turmeric to help relieve our aches and pains. On the A to Z of Items, that's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When life gets overwhelming, calm your mind with Swiss Stress Relief and Sleep Range at Chemist Warehouse. The range includes Ulti Boost Calm and De-Stress, enriched with passion flower to support a healthy stress response in the body during the day. The Ulti Boost Magnesium Plus Sleep formula is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve sleeplessness. Unwind with Swiss from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Vital Range from $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, we're talking turmeric today.
It's been around for about 4,000 years, Joe. So there's nothing, the only thing we're discovering about turmeric is how versatile it is in helping the levels of inflammation, particularly in joints. And we've got a caller, Denise from Miranda, who asks about turmeric and its role in severe arthritis. It is very important because we've got the medications that are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, but there are many people who have blood pressure or other cardiovascular risk factors who can't have them, and often they're given high-dose paracetamol. Turmeric is a perfect option for that person to get reduced inflammation in the joint. Actually, it strengthens the joint as well. And what it does is just give that movement back that has been lacking. So, Denise, go and have a chat to your pharmacist about the turmeric that he or she recommends. Use it with confidence and keep me posted.
And it's such a lovely thing to put in your curry.
Oh, incredible.
And a pie. Let me guess, GP, you're going to say a pie.
There's got to be in a curry pie, there's got to be some turmeric. Only, and it's a good subtle way of just having a good level. All vegetables are anti-inflammatory, as is, as in fish. But all vegetables are anti-inflammatory. But here we turbocharge the whole function. But if you've got osteoarthritis, then eating the turmeric is helpful, but a supplement gives you a therapeutically proven, clinically proven dose to get the outcome.
Correct. So whilst it's delicious in food and it's, as you said, GQ, it's great to have it, but it's not a therapeutic dose. So if you're looking to get rid of that click, 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 click that you've got, Joe, and you stand up, that's the...
It has very few interactions. You can check those with your pharmacist or your doctor, but there's really, I haven't come across any serious issues. Some people find it turmeric because it's a spice, tickles up their tummy a bit, but often if you reduce the dose or if you have it with food, all of that comes under control.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Wagner Turmeric, traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to assist in the temporary relief of mild rheumatic aches and pains and to help relieve mild osteopathic pain. 131-873 is our number. Bruce from Greensboro, good morning.
Hello, Bruce.
Love your show, guys.
Thank you, Bruce. How can we help?
Well, I've had prostate cancer and I've had my prostate removed and I'm very pleased to say that I'm doing okay.
Good.
But I do a lot of work with Movember and talk to a lot of men and women about the whole thing. And my prostate cancer was misdiagnosed or ignored by my GP. Mm-hmm. And so the big message I put out there to guys is, for goodness sakes, prostate cancer is a men's problem, but it's a women's problem too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My biggest problem is telling my wife I had prostate cancer.
Yes.
And the important thing is, as was said before, is that you don't necessarily have symptoms.
No, you don't.
But you've got to find out what sort of if you've got prostate cancer, find out what sort of prostate cancer it is, because you don't die from all prostate cancers. Some people will live the rest of their life and die with it, not from it.
Sure. Bruce, your advocacy is incredibly important, because it's funny how blokes talking with other blokes seem to be more aware than having a health practitioner preaching to them. But I guess the message, Bruce, is when you get your regular health checks done, so blood pressure, your thyroid, your blood glucose, the PSA test is very, very important as well. Simple blood test, routinely ordered, but you get it done, and if you've got any concerns, ask questions. So well done, Bruce.
Bruce, you said something there that I just love, and that's that prostate cancer is not a men's problem, it's also a women's problem. And I think that about all cancers, it's not a gender issue, it's an everyone issue. And that you absolutely hit the nail on the head there, because we all have, you know, dads, brothers, partners, co-workers, like it is on all of us to look out for each other, gender regardless of, you know, these particular things that come up for our health.
Yep. Absolutely.
Keep advocating, Bruce. Well done.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, Bruce. Thank you so much to all of our callers today. If you would like to head along to houseofwellness.com.au for any information that you would like, and of course,
the Ask tab, up and about, 7 days a week, it's up and firing.
That's right. So any questions that you might have, do that, houseofwellness.com.au, and we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10, is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of ubiquinol to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $54.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Vital Range from $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It has been lovely to spend the last hour with you as always. Gerald, there's a lift out there today.
Wellness plus parenting today, Joe. Lots of great article in there by Melbourne Mum Nicole Verrocchi with just a new range of baby stuff that's coming out. So well done, Nicole, there. But some really good reads.
Yes, and some tips on family bonds, which, you know, Sal, there is no real, necessarily a handbook when you have your children.
No, there's no guide. And then you end up parenting. I often say I've got two girls and I parent them completely differently because they're different. They're different people.
And you've got one big boy.
Well,
he needs parenting.
He needs there's no guidebook for that guy.
So do check that out. Whatever advice you can find, I'm always on board for that. So do check out that lift out. On Friday, House of Wellness TV is back on Channel 7.
Well,
so
done.
Check that out this coming Friday. As always, thanks so much to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, houseofwellness.com.au. If you want to catch up on any past episodes of this particular radio show as well, Gerald, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sal.
Sal, so awesome to see you as always.
So nice to see you guys.
Have a great week and we'll see you next week.